Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, also simulcasting on eSETI Stargate, where you can actually come in and chat with myself and other people that have been on the show. Great group there. So much going on right now. There's two things we want to do today. One, we want to cover a little bit about what's happening up here at the ranch. There's been so much activity. It's been crazy. And I want to do a little bit on world events, not too much, and talk about just some crazy stuff happening right now. But anyway, I'm sure people are paying attention to what's happening in most of the democratically run cities, the governors of those cities, and how they're just bending over backwards, taking a knee and opening the door to just total anarchy. It is a plan. It's part of a bigger plan. So once you understand the plan, it all makes sense. And I hate going there, but we're going to have to, because anyway, there's levels. So basically, there are unseen negative influences. Don't doubt it. They're running the show. And these are just puppets that are part of these unseen negative influences, whatever you want to call them, you know, satanic, Luciferian, demonic. They've infiltrated almost every aspect of our society right now. And now they're trying to bring forward their world. And so pay attention, you know, because their world's pretty ugly. It's a world of anarchy. It's a world of just total chaos. You know, it's a world of pretty much destruction, you know, is where they want to go. So to further understand this, you really need to know it about who's at the top. So these guys are just puppets too. There's other unseen forces above them. But you've got the ones funding this. It's a special fund and it's coming out of some Cayman Island thing or something like that. And, you know, you've got the, you know, Manny Soros and you've got the Gates and Rockefellers and all those guys. They're all together behind this thing. And you need to know their goal. Their goal is to take down America and put us in abject poverty and go into socialism where all the funds and all the power and the wealth is just in the hands of a few. And these are the few that want to be the oligarchies that are above this. So it's very clear, you know, if you go by Soros's own words, he said that his greatest achievement in his lifetime will be taking down America. So where do you go from there? You know, pretty clear. And he also said, you know, he's made these statements over and over again that I'll begin with the blacks because they're easy to manipulate. And these are his words. They're not mine. This is what he's saying. He's also talked a lot about he's funding Antifa, which is basically an anti-Nazi organization. He was a Nazi himself. Actually, he turned his own people into the Nazis and bragged about that on TV as well. So you got to look at who's funding these things. And now the head of Black Lives Matters is saying, you know, we'll burn everything down. We're going to burn everything to the ground, basically. So there you go. I don't know how much clearer than it has to be that these people are enemies of the state, period. End of story. They're terrorists, you know. Antifa, basically, anti-Nazi, funded by a Nazi, run by a Nazi. He's paying for everything. And they act like Nazis. Come on. You know, it's like, try to have a conversation with one. All they do is scream and yell and they want to do harm and beat you, basically. So, you know, where's the logic in that? And so a lot of these people, they're angry because people are stereotyping them as being violent, you know, as being not trustworthy, as being, you know, that they're afraid of being, you know, robbed or hurt or injured or killed, you know, and things like that. So, and people are angry about that stereotype. Well, when you act like the stereotype, how do you expect change to happen? It's not going to happen that way. It doesn't work that way. So anyway, I'm going to go out and I'm going to rob, beat and pillage and steal and kill people because I don't like that image being pressed on me. So that just reinforces that image, you know, so it doesn't work. And there's been some great black leaders stepping forward, Candace Owens, I've seen some generals coming up and some other people, and they're just saying, I didn't sign up for this. This is beyond ridiculous, you know. And they used to be Democrats and they left the party. But anyway, these governors now with the new lockdown and the new mask and all the other stuff that they're doing, it's just a test to see how much we can be controlled. The whole virus pandemic, scandal, whatever you want to call it, that was all set up to take down America, basically to destroy the economy and to make sure Trump doesn't get elected, basically. That's their goal. So all this suffering and pain we've gone through and the lack and the forced closures and everything, it's all part of a bigger plan, and these guys are all part of it. So it's time to wake up and smell the coffee. There's a lot of useful idiots out there that are doing their bidding. They have no idea who they're working for. And when you factor in the unseen negative influences, these people that are screaming and yelling and wanting to do physical harm to you and things like that, what do you think they're channeling? What do you think is coming through them? What do you think they're attuned to? Pay attention. You know, these people are gone. You know, they're psychopaths. Basically, they're loving the power they get from this force, and its power over others, and it's very dangerous. And eventually, it will be met with the same force. That's just the way it is. And so, there's a lot of, you know, I hate to say it, but gun sales are gone through the roof. You know, people are not being protected by the police, they're not being, you know, protected by the military. So they're protecting themselves. And this is going to get really ugly. People are just fed up and, you know, they're not going to stand for having their houses, destroyed and burned and vandalized and their businesses and things like that. So it's going to get ugly. And so eventually the military will have to step in. I mean, that's the bottom line. These people, that's the only thing they're going to listen to. And it's sad. You know, I hate to even talk about this stuff. I don't even like to go there, but they need to realize that they've been socially engineered and they have no idea where they're going and who they're supporting and where these guys want to take us. And they want to totally take down America, which is the last vestige of freedom, where we actually do have freedom, and we are moving towards restoring the original Constitution and, you know, building up the economy and getting rid of all the people that have usurped, you know, America for so long, you know, the money grubbers and it's going through a total revamp, but these other guys don't want it. Unfortunately, it's social engineering. It's gone through schools. It's gone through colleges. These all people have, they've been staring in the eye of Soros, and they've got their hand out, and now they've got to do Soros's bidding, and the governor's involved in this. They're all involved in this. And, you know, why else would you put all these people with COVID into rest homes, the people that are most susceptible to this? Why would you do that if it wasn't a population control program? You know, think about it. You know, go find out who owns the patents for these viruses and look at their new patents and before things get released. They've got some ugly stuff, so pay attention. So anyway, I hope one day these people can listen to reason and realize they've been socially engineered. I think it's going to be a very, you know, they're creating some incredible karma, which is going to end up like a wrecking ball, because that's the way they've set it up. And they're not frequency specific to where the earth is going. None of these people are. And I think the earth is going to have a backlash here, because in history, what's happened is during the great wars and times when there's extreme social unrest, there was extreme sun activity and extreme weather and just torrential rains and floods and earth changes, you know, came, you know, on the heels of this. So basically it's all connected. It's all tied together. And be honest with you, I can feel it. I can feel something is getting ready to bust. You know, everybody does. And if we can't get our act together, I always want to say something else, but if we can't get it together, the earth is going to get it together for us, because she doesn't like this energy and she's going to react to it. So we're affecting the earth itself with all of this unrest that's going on. And it's also affecting the sun. There's a feedback loop between the sun and the earth. And when the sun reacts, the earth reacts, and we have an increase in volcanoes, earthquakes, tsunamis, everything, you know, severe weather. Everything is tied to the sun. When the sun reacts to our consciousness, so it's all tied together, folks, you know, and it's action reaction. You know, it's really that simple. And we're living in exciting times where karma is being accelerated. We're all ascending, and some people are resisting this ascending, the controllers. And that group is really doing all they can to pull out all the stops to keep us from awakening, because, you know, an awakened human can't be controlled. And that's what they're so afraid of. So they got big plans for us, and we need to pay attention. You know, the vaccines, the chips, all that stuff. The vaccines have the chips in them, ready to go. And guess who's invested heavily in that? And, you know, it seems like, you know, problem, reaction, solution, you know, the Hegelian dialect that they're doing is right there for everybody to look at. You know, create the problem, create the virus, release it, and become the savior, and then get your program through that, you know. So the program is basically depopulation and total dominance over the human race. That's the program. And keep everybody in abject poverty, and keep us all divided and fighting, you know, among ourselves. And so the solution to that is coming together and unifying and becoming colorblind, basically, and stick to the basic foundations that we've been given through the original Constitution. And that's a unifying document. It gives power to everybody equally, and it needs to be honored that way. And that's where we are going, but we're being hijacked, you know, by these other groups. So I want to pay attention. You know, I'm watching Netflix putting out shows where these guys are saviors, and they're the saviors of humanity. And it's all social engineering. Figure it out. You know, you're being socially engineered, and you're never going to figure that out until you step out of it. You know, you got to step out of the craziness and, you know, center yourself around what's important. You know, your family, your friends, nature, you know, working in harmony with each other, in service to the whole. I mean, that's what's important. All this other stuff is just a big distraction, and it's taken us down a very dark road. So I'm really hoping it doesn't go there. If enough people stand up and start calling this out for what it is, we can change, alter this. But, you know, it really needs to be done. You know, it needs to be done. So anyway, getting that off my chest, one thing I really love, I was watching the sheriffs, our local sheriff here and other sheriffs around the country are saying, we are not going to enforce this. This is unconstitutional. There is no law behind this, no legal precedence for this. They cannot force you to go indoors or force you to wear masks. And Bill Barr said the same thing. He said, look, we have to go by the Constitution. There's nothing constitutional about what's going on. And in all of these democratic states, I mean, they have 7 times the death rate, you know, of these things. So than most Republican states. And I just looked at the statistics in Florida, and I think it's your chance of dying from the CUV, you know, we'll just call it the CUV, is something like 0.00015 something per, it's so minuscule. It's not worth locking everything down. It's nowhere near as virile as the past flus that have gone through. This is all a scamdemic, a plandemic, and you know, the herd immunity, if you let the countries that did the herd immunity are already through this, they're past it, and their cases are down to zero. And to keep you, you know, the thing about wearing a mask, it creates hypertension. It really stresses out the body, and it actually makes you ill, and it lowers your immune system and everything else. You know, get out in the sunshine, you know, salt water just totally nails the stuff. It lasts for like seconds in the sunlight, and, you know, forcing everybody into doors, and especially putting infected people in these home care centers, and, you know, it's for the elderly. That's going to be called out, and it's going to have to be, the people that did that are going to have to be dealt with. And that is part of the plan, to get rid of the useless eaters. And they consider the old folks and anybody that has any kind of a deficiency, a useless eater, basically. If you're not part of their slave race robot, you know, group, you're not, you know, they just want to terminate you, basically. So anyway, the sheriffs are sticking up. They've had enough. They are the supreme law of the land. They are elected, And I think they need to go and arrest the governors, you know, but that may happen. That may happen. There's big rallies and people are saying enough's enough. And there's recall efforts to recall these governors. And, you know, it's really getting insane. I remember I wrote some notes. I'm trying to find this one. There's Newsom's up to something in California. Oh, yeah. Newsom made a secret deal for billions of dollars for face masks, you know, with China. And now all of a sudden he's forcing everybody to wear face masks, you know. Okay, is that not conflict of interest? I mean, incredible. I mean, this stuff needs to get out. So, I mean, you can watch this. This is all, everybody's capitalizing on this scamdemic and they're all going to be making billions off the vaccines and everything else when there's other safe, more effective ways of dealing with this, like hydroxychloroquine and some other things. They have other things they're using. So anyway, check it out, you know, check into that. Even the president took it. So obviously it's the good way to go. I'm sure he's not being advised by idiots, you know, so when you pay attention to that, but I want to get through that, you know, to break this out. I mean, we all need to band together and just say enough's enough and not play this game anymore. It's just gone beyond crazy, you know, and this is a test to see how many people are going to fall for it and how many people are going to do what they're told and how many people are going to be useless little consumer robots. You know, that's their test. They're putting it to you right now to see what we're going to do with it. So that being said, I felt like I really needed to cover that. I really want to get into the fun stuff and what's happening here at the ranch. And what's happening here at the ranch is just phenomenal. We just opened our doors. Everything is outdoors right now, pretty much. You know, it's 70 acres, so it's very easy to social distance, you know. And anyway, so the sky watches are phenomenal. It's sad that we can't share this with others, and we are going to share it. But for those of you that can't get up here, you know, we're going to provide that, you know, during this show. And just a little snippet of what's been going on up here. But the mountain's been lighting up. We're getting power-ups coming over. All just everything. We have planes and UFOs, you know, going right underneath planes. Everything. It's all on film. And I wanted to cover some of these clips as well as some of the witnesses. So one of the first ones we're going to do is up on the mountain. There's one area where there's all this activity all the time. But above that on the mountain, there's a cave. And that cave has lights shooting in and out of it and going up into space. And we have that on film. So that eliminates campers or any ground lights. The mountain is 13 miles away. So, you know, there's no way. And then these are lights are way up on the mountain. They're probably at the, 10,000 foot level, 9,000 on up. There's no roads up there. There's no way of getting some of these people places are just treacherous. There's no hiking trails. There's nothing there. And again, the candle power coming from these things are off the scale. So obviously it's not a man-made light, you know. And we also had, Rob Freeman. Yeah, I always forget his name. I don't know why, with his weapons of mass detection. And he has everything, thermal, night vision. He's got everything you can imagine, highest quality, military grade stuff. And he came up and didn't analyze the lights and the things on the mountain. He said, these are not humans. There's no signature there, no heat signature. They're moving intelligently. They're moving across terrain that's impossible to cover by any kind of a vehicle. I mean, it's straight up and down and lava cliffs, you know, and he said that, and it's starlight. It's not a man-made light, you know, so there was so much to this that his investigation brought through, and they had more questions after they left. They couldn't solve it. They said, this is out of our league. You know, we don't know what this is. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and roll the power up on the mountain and some of the lights on the mountain right now.
So is the one on top shining from the cave right now?
Yeah.
There's apparently a door and a cave to look out for.
What happened to that one? It just went out.
It did.
Oh, there it goes. There it goes. There it goes. Yeah, that's right where the cave is. Yeah, that's the cave.
Oh, okay.
You've got a plane coming in from the east.
Yeah.
Right over the top of us.
All right, so we have another clip coming up here shortly, and that clip is a ship, two ships crossing, and this happens a lot, and usually they power up when they cross and they say hi to each other, but we've got two ships crossing on this next clip.
You had it on.
Let's see, wait.
Oh yeah, I see it.
Whoa, another one. Look, they're meeting, they're crossing.
This guy.
Boom. Oh, check it out.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
They just...
That guy's getting brighter, isn't he?
Yeah, they just... Wow. They both got it brightened up a little bit.
Dude.
See that? They just crossed.
Yeah. But is the one... The one standing still for me.
That one just lit up all of a sudden underneath it and took off. Okay, now this next clip is really interesting because we have a plane and we have a ship that flies underneath the plane. And so, you know, these are in our airspace. These ships are in our airspace and this flies right underneath the plane. There's no way this plane could have missed it. And so, again, we're going to shoot that clip, show you that clip, and it's pretty amazing.
Just under the plane, James.
Really?
Yeah, right here. That flash right there. Right when that plane went over that area, it flashed.
Maybe something will come after the plane.
I can hear it. The prop. That's why it's a little plane.
Yeah.
A single engine.
Oh, a little UFO just went underneath it.
There's one coming right at it, James.
Yeah? Oh man, look at that. Here's the plane, the UFO. I got them both.
The power up.
Yeah, I got the UFO under the plane.
Oh my God.
Show us your running lights.
That's hilarious.
Show us your running lights. Come on.
So they don't, apparently they don't mind getting lasered, do they?
No. And the next one is going to be a double power up where the ship comes over and responds to us on the ground. We shoot lasers up to it and we tell it to power up. And these ships are, you don't see them at all. When they get over the ranch, they power up. And so they're obviously doing dazzle duty. They're making themselves known to us so we can see them. These are not satellites. You know, we have gear. We can look them up and see what they, and they're not, nothing known. And they're responding. So you'll see this double power up.
Let's see if we can put some love up for a little power up, folks.
Come on, you can do it. It's getting brighter.
I don't see the laser, do I?
No,
right here.
It's getting brighter.
It looks like there's two of them. There's two of them, right?
No, I just wanted to,
oh,
I see.
Getting way brighter. Getting way brighter.
All right, we got it. We got it. Thank you. Got that. I had a feeling that was going to power up. It had all the...
It had all the makings.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's going to do it again, I think. Keep an eye on it. Might give us another...
Oh, it looks like you're faking us out, like you're going dim, but...
Yeah, hit it with a laser.
Gotcha.
Okay, so
gotcha.
What is that? Okay, it's an orb, but is it... Is it
gotcha.
From this planet or is it?
I doubt it.
Huh?
I doubt it. We have ours up there too, but it's not a plane. It's not a satellite. It's not, it's an unknown, you know.
What the heck is it doing?
Though? One more.
I was going to do it.
For the show.
Oh, come on.
Baby. Let's go. Yeah.
Yeah. There it goes.
Yeah.
Got it.
He heard it.
Oh, yeah.
Minnesota's in the house.
Okay, the last one I wanted to show is another photon torpedo one. It's kind of interesting where we see these like weird, look like a little photon torpedo going right over the ship. And when Corey Good was here, we saw that several times and we got it on film. And we got some amazing ships while he was here too as well. And, you know, we had these Chevron ships coming in and making us pass in a swoop. And we also recently got some triangles, some crazy triangle ships and some other things. So really interesting, a lot of different ships. But anyway, we'll go ahead and show the photon torpedo ship.
I'm feeling intent. I'm convinced.
Wow. You see that? A shooting star just flashed right over it. Almost looks like a little photon torpedo went on it. Somebody shot at it.
Woo-woo! Over the top.
It's a futon torpedo.
Over the top!
There it goes.
You're getting brighter.
Oh, it's getting brighter.
Be a peak performer.
And now it's dimming.
Oh, here comes another one.
Where?
Left, going the opposite way. Yeah. Look at that.
Where?
This guy's huge. Yeah. Holy cow.
Where is it?
Right up over the top.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
He's streaking. He's going to power up.
Oh, yeah, that's bright. That is big.
Whoop, whoop.
It's powering up, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm going to get you. Gotcha. You're it. Tag. I thought those bats earlier. Tag.
And so our next clip is we have some witnesses. We have a couple guys that came up that just had an amazing experience and got to see all the things I'm talking about now. And so we have the witnesses that were here to talk about that. And then we have another guy also, and we're going to put him in and put them in as witnesses to let you see. We're having a lot of technical difficulty in getting these things to you. It's like our net is not being able to hold a connection. There's no reason for it, and we're having trouble sending things over the net. So we're having just a lot of technical difficulty in putting this together. So, you know, kudos to Robert. Hopefully he'll get all this stuff up. But it's a lot of work and a lot of frustration, but it is getting out. So this is the clip of some of the witnesses.
All right, we're sitting here with Nathan and Arturo, and they had some amazing experiences last night. Just so you know that these aren't meteors and satellites, we're going to get their rendition of some of the things they saw. So if you want to share some of the experiences that you saw during the Skywatch.
Yeah. Well, the first thing that was most striking was because, we showed up here like not really expecting much of anything.
Uh-huh.
And, we saw something that looked like satellites, and people were pointing it out, like, oh, there's one. And immediately, like, Arturo actually with me was like, that's just a satellite. But then immediately there was another one that was coming at, like, a perpendicular angle to it. And I'd never seen, like, satellites act like. So immediately it was like, from the skepticism, just immediate skepticism to, like, seeing something so unusual for what you would expect from satellites. There were two perpendicularly, like, coming at each other, and we were both like, oh, whoa, this is, I can't just say that's just a satellite. And then all night long, we just saw so many of these things that were, they look like satellites in some sense, but they move at like variable rates. Mm-hmm. And there were so many of them, and they were all moving in different directions, and they change in brightness and
that was the thing that I I've seen a variety of astronomical phenomena. Uh-huh. You know, like of even like really cool stuff, you know, like including like crazy meteor showers and things like that, but the because it's a type of vitality that they have. Like the way that they bright up is just I have no meter of comparison for what I saw.
And they respond to the people on the ground and the lasers and the double power up that we got.
It really seemed like, you know, I mean, it's easy to call those things, you know, you might call them, you know, like kind of like placebo effect, you know, because we were in a crowd and suddenly there was this collective, you know, kind of energy that, you know, made us all kind of excited. But then me and him, it was just me and him.
Yeah, everyone left. We were out here alone. All night
just
watching.
And, you know, around like 2 a.m., the mountain, just like, I mean, it was basically like
Christmas.
It's like, and on top, like, what is a light that just shines from on top of a mountain? My heart was just like so overwhelmed with.
And it's 13 miles away, so there's no the candle power to make a light that bright.
Not just that,
it's
but
just off the scale.
Yeah, and it didn't have, you know, even if it was, say, you know, some crazy like tower, right, of an experiment or something. I mean, there was no pattern. The intensity was constantly variable.
And there was one that we both were pretty sure we saw move.
Yeah.
Near the bottom that moved a little bit. So.
And a lot of times if you see it move from here, it probably moved a half a mile or a quarter of a mile from this distance.
So fast.
Yeah. They jump around. They move intelligently all over the mountain.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about the plane? The one that flew right underneath the plane?
I mean, that really was. Yeah. You want to talk about it? That was
keep it going.
I don't know how the plane could have missed that. I mean, it was so close to it. There's no way the pilot could have missed that.
Right.
But you all see him report it because it goes on profile, you know, it goes on their psychiatric profile.
Like a crazy
So they won't.
Yeah.
No, I mean, exactly. That's it. You know, it's like if you came into this knowing nothing and saw something like that, you'd be at the very least alarmed about like how many fast moving bodies are in the same sector of the sky. I mean,
we should wait for that.
Just as a concept.
Yeah. Crazy.
I mean, I don't really know what to make of the experience. So it's definitely gonna come back. I've never seen the sky act like that. And I feel like I've observed the sky pretty well.
Yeah.
You know,
in
the past. So it's just.
Well, we used to use the J tracker site. It's down now. We use Heavens Above and we have trackers that track the satellite. So we can know right away whether it's a satellite or any known object, space station,
Eutelsat
or ISS, any of those things, we know what they are. So.
Well, actually, that's a great point. The thing that we saw that was stunning was it's a newly discovered comet that was passing by.
Yeah.
And then we turned and we saw another body that was.
It looked just like
very much the same, but it was a Starlink.
Yeah.
And so
it's
like,
oh, that's what a satellite looks like.
The Starlinks are really easy to differentiate because most of them all in a line, and as they go over, you can see they're perfectly spaced apart.
Yeah.
What's interesting is that
we saw it rise above the horizon, right?
Yeah.
Because you obviously, right? You know, if it's a satellite, you're gonna see some kind of trajectory. But those things, I mean, they literally appear from nowhere.
Yeah.
They disappear into nowhere.
Yeah,
I
right. Mean, that's the other
I
thing.
Never saw a satellite do that. Once you see one,
you just can track it. It's boring.
You're fucked, right? Touches each other, and then it was two of them that went parallel, and then there was the bright thing, and then they split. Just like what does that?
Exactly.
That's like, why would you program something to do that? That's weird. You know, like,
they're unknown. It's definitely a unidentified flying object. Who's in there, we don't know exactly. Some of us do, but we have to just wait for that to unfold.
For us, it's like the best thing we can tell to someone that, you know, is interested in this is like, at the very least, we guarantee that like you would never have seen the sky becoming it like that.
Yeah,
it's a spectacle. It's just think about it as a spectacle. You know, come with like open mind, or you know, you don't have to like. That's the thing that.
Because again, we didn't come here expecting anything, honestly.
Zero. Yeah,
zero.
That's the best way to come.
Yeah.
I mean, because you know, like skeptical. Just thought it was like, oh, this sounds interesting. Let's go check it out.
And discernment's good. I always tell people, it's important to have discernment. And so it's important to have your own experience, and then you can make because there's so many people that are throwing, you know, accusations and things from afar and saying there's no, there's nothing here. There's nothing here to see. Those are campers on the mountain. Those are satellites and things like, none of this fits into those categories. And we have film of what they say are campers, you know, often going straight into space. So we call it the launching campers. You know?
That's something but, that I really would love to see.
Yeah, it's on the website. So so we have so much of that it's pretty undeniable.
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel like being here and seeing it, you know, in person, now the footage will make a lot more sense to watch.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard if you don't have a frame of reference to look at the footage and be like, I don't know, that could be anything.
But yeah.
Oh no, I saw it. And then to see the footage, I'm excited to go look at a lot of the footage you have on the site now.
And the energy here too. The energy really is amazing.
Yeah.
When you come here, you can feel the energy.
No, true. Like when we arrived, that was just to me, like, you know, it, I don't know. I just felt really good about the place. It was kind of striking how immediate that was.
So. Great.
All right. It's so the comparison with this kind of situation is what left us like so stunned. Cause you know, it's like, it's not like it's the first time we went on a farm. You know, we've been to properties like this.
Yeah.
We've been in front of mountains. We've been in places where the stars are visible. Anyway,
yeah, it's great. So.
All right, awesome. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, man.
All right, we're here with Jeff. And Jeff has some incredible experiences. So, Jeff, when you came here, you're kind of like a little discerning, skeptical. You're totally into what you saw. Tell us a little bit about what you saw and how it kind of changed your mind.
Well, I saw what I was hoping to see, which was the orbs and unidentified flying objects. Now, I'm not sure if they're from the far destinations that I was thinking of, other planets, but except for that, I'm going to clarify that. The lights I saw that were on the mountains, now I'm thinking they got to be from another place because of, I went up to the mountain this morning, the next morning, and there's no way that these lights can float around like they did do and then disappear. They would show up over here on the mountain and then they'd float down to somewhere else, boom, and then they're gone.
Yeah, and you're covering extreme terrain, like huge lava cliffs, ice fields, everything, and these things are moving all over the mountain.
Exactly. And then now I did have a talk about the other ones that we saw in the sky. I believe those right now are, to me, the ones that I did see are those.
1, 2, 3, 4, and you can see a bunch of them come over. So yeah, those aren't Starlink. We know that. We checked those out. But what about, did you see the one fly under the plane?
That one I was trying to get because I was looking at the binoculars and I heard everyone else talk about it. I took my binoculars down, I couldn't see it, and I could never match it up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
and how about the power up, the double power up that came over that powered up twice?
Yeah. That I saw. That, I mean, that was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And it seemed like it grew. So it was more than I had expected to see with my own eyes.
Yeah.
Than
I was expecting. Yeah, there were so many crossing each other and some would flash when they went by another one. There's those flashers that were happening. There's so much up there. It's just.
And then, what's his name? Sam, with his influence on his little
laser.
Laser, he got them to beam up and light is on them. The laser light is on.
Yeah.
Then they maybe emit power. I don't know.
That's
this is my first time here. It's not going to be my last now.
I definitely don't think that advanced the satellites.
And
too, that light that they're shining, they're self-illuminated. The satellites aren't self-illuminated. So late at night when the sun is below the Earth and you see these lights flying around up there, they're not satellites because they're self-illuminated.
Okay.
So none of the satellites are self-illuminated.
Yeah. See, that's something that I need to get more schooled on, and I appreciate you sharing that information with me. And hey, I'm coming back.
Great.
There's more.
Awesome. Thank you.
My pleasure.
All right. So, you know, these witnesses that came up were pretty critical when they got here and very skeptical Not all of them. Some of them just know, you know, they can sense what's real and what's not real. And they have their own discernment levels. You know, their BS meters are active. You know? So unlike some people out there that don't have those at all. But I want to talk a little bit about that. But in bringing this evidence to you and these shifts and literally tens of thousands of witnesses and 34 years of service to empowering the individual and, you know, the awakening healing of humanity, the earth, and making this information available, we step on some toes and people get upset. And a lot of the posers get really upset out there. And so there's a lot of people getting, you know, really getting, let's, you know, like I say, they're getting a little butthurt because the information we have, the proof, the evidence we have, the videos, the photos, the eyewitnesses, everything is upsetting their apple cart, you know, and some are shills and some are part of this satanic Luciferian network and they don't want us talking about that. So they're doing all they can to shut us down. Just like they've been attacking Corey and David Wilcox and other people. You know, they're coming, they've got their little minions that have been coming out and it's sad because some of these people are really, they need some serious counseling, you know, serious counseling. And a lot of them have addictions, you know, serious addictions as well. But anyway, they've got their little minions and they're creating rumors and gossip and slander and stories. And it's just unbelievable. And it's really getting old. But anyway, just be prepared, you know, come and have your own experience. Come and meet us, you know, see for yourself. And forget about all the nonsense, because I know myself and Peter and Corey and David and all are under serious attack right now. But that's okay, because these people are just, you know, they're establishing their own character and their ignorance as well. And I saw this shaman lady, unbelievable, this shaman lady, she's got the little outfit on and she's got the two little rattles and she's this, definitely a white woman, you know, and she has some shaman name and she's out there saying, oh, I know all about, you know, E. SETI and he's a pedophile and he's this and this and this. And this is supposed to be a shaman. You know, this is a person that is spreading gossip and rumors and deceptions and has no inner sensitivity whatsoever to sense what is true and what's not true. And obviously her own wounds and traumas are being amplified, same as these other people too. They're nobody you should be listening to. I hate to say it, because, you know, these people are tied to this satanic Luciferian thing, this network and their minions. And you look at them, they got the tattoos all over them and the tattoos tied them into that, to that. And a lot of them have actually heroin problems, addictions, you know, it's pretty messed up. I hate to say it. It's pretty messed up. It's a network, and they're very upset with us because we've exposed it and we've broken away from it, especially the posers. And so there's a lot of posers out there that have been telling the same story for like 60 years, 70 years. And although, yeah, it's a true story, it happened. But, you know, why are they so upset by bringing in the truth, the real information? You know, okay, we know UFOs exist, you know, come on, like 90% of the people plus. A poll in Texas, you know, the news in Texas did a poll and it was like 98, 99% of the people said UFOs are real and there's a government cover up. So anyway, that's done with, you know, we know they're real. The majority of the masses know they're real. And so let's get to who are they and why are they here? And that's something that we really need to get to. And why aren't we getting to that? Because of the network and the posers and the satanic Luciferian guys and the shills and the government and this whole planned opposition thing that is replete throughout everything. And this network I've been talking about, it goes through governments, it goes through political, it goes through religions, it goes through... And now it's totally infiltrated the UFO and spiritual community, unfortunately. And that was one of the vast last, even the conspiracy theorists are being infiltrated by these guys. And they're coming after the people that are telling the truth. It's really weird. They're saying, yeah, I'm here to tell you the truth, but they're actually just, I hate to say it, but they're useful idiots. They're being played, or they're trying to make a name for themselves at somebody else's expense. But again, when you're spreading slander and rumor and gossip and things like, you're nothing more than a troll. You're not a teacher. You're not a shaman. You're not any of these things. You're not enlightened. You're not a sensei. You're not awake. You're not a shaman. You know, you're not any of these things, because you're engaging in rumor and gossip and slander and things you have no personal experience about. So anyway, to these folks, I just want to say, you're establishing your own character and your own ignorance, and go for it, because there will be a karmic backlash. And I've seen them come and go over and over and over again. No matter how big you are, no matter how powerful you think you are, how much money you have, no matter how many little minions you can gather together to fight your wars, you're not frequency specific to the earth and where the earth is ascending. So have fun with that. It's not going to turn out well. Anyway, you know, we really need to cover this stuff, because people need to look behind the curtain right now. And there's some very dark stuff operating behind the curtain. And there's also just a lot of ego and people that want to have a following and make a name for themselves. And there's people that are being paid, you know, behind the back, behind the scenes, they're being paid to keep their story going. And the posers, you know, the wannabes, you know, they think they're going to become famous on somebody else's back. You know, tearing down somebody else is going to make them famous. That's pure ego. You know, you're a poser, basically. So I know, just talking about this stuff, I can talk about this stuff with loving detachment. I don't really care. They can say all they want about me. It doesn't matter, because I'm totally straight with source. You know, I've already died a couple times. I've been back and forth, and we're good. You know, I have no problem with that. And, you know, one of my masters said, you know, who cares, you know? Well, basically he said, who cares, you know, what a bunch of wretched entities think about you? You know, make your own personal connection with source. And that's where I'm at, you know. And I know that sounds judgmental, but it's true. So here's the thing. Enlightenment means and knowledge of all of it, not just the flip side, not just the good, the love, the joy, the, you know, going to yoga and turning yourself into a pretzel and eating goji berries and saying all the Facebook affirmisms, you know. That's not enlightenment. That's half the coin. You need to know about the dark side. You need to know about your dark side too, and own it. Own your dark side. Own your wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences. You need to do this because, you know, you're not going to go forward unless you own your dark side. And we all have two sides of that coin within us. And so whichever side we focus on and put our attention to and work to create from, you know, we'll be creating heaven on earth if we focus on universal law and being kind and loving to each other and being kind to the planet and things of that nature. If that's our focus, that's where we're going to go. It's that simple. If you focus on power and fame and wealth and at any expense, good luck with that. That's going to take you nowhere. You're on a downward spiral, and it's only going to collapse. It's going to not end well. Period. End of story. You know, so, you know, call that a prophecy. It's in all the prophecies. All the prophecies talk about how, whatever you want to call it, God, creator, great spirit wins. You know, there is a plan. That plan is unfolding. The higher frequencies, the higher consciousness and energy is actually activating all this lower consciousness and the chaos and all the againstness and the separation. It's bringing it all to the surface for us to look at, including our own dark side, you know. And it's really simple. Just do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. It's not that complicated. You know, would you want to be slandered? Would you want to have all this gossip and rumors being thrown at you? Would you want to do harm to another, even physical harm, which is unfolding right now? Do you want to be lied to? You know, turn on the mainstream news if you want to be lied to, because that's all that's coming out of there. You know, and have you been socially engineered by those lies? You know, I say throw your TV set out, you know, get out in nature. But But anyway, it's epidemic right now. And there is a plan to take down America, basically. And we know who's behind that plan. And we know what they want eventually. They want total chaos. They want to throw us all into abject poverty. They want us all chipped, vaccinated, on a timer. And they want population control, basically. And you can see who are playing their roles in this plan. That's how you know them. When you know the plan, you know who the players are in the plan. And a lot of people don't even know who the players are at the very top. And that's for another show. Turn into Edge of Wonder. Those guys have covered that. But there is a hierarchy of darkness or evil or whatever you want to call it. And but anyway, it's pretty obvious right now. If you just follow the money, you'll know who's behind this, who's financing it. So just check out who's financing all of these Antifa, Black Lives Matter, all the gender wars that are going on. You know, even the abortion clinics, everything. Just find out who is financing all this stuff and find out what they're doing with the babies. That's going to shock you. You know, that you're not going to be the same after you find out about that. So follow the money. It's that simple. Just follow the money and know the plan and know how you fit into that plan. And are you going to be a useful idiot and go along with this? Or are you going to wake up and connect with your fellow men and women and children and work for the betterment of all, basically. So I love a lot of the Q stuff coming out, you know, where we go one, we go all, you know, being colorblind. Q is totally colorblind. It doesn't matter what color you are. We're all part of Q. And the white hats are colorblind too. You know, they doesn't matter what race you are, what religion or culture, if, you know, you just want the highest and best good for yourself and others and their families. I mean, that's all you need. It doesn't matter, you know, so I would pay attention to that. But you're going to see, you know, all of these white hats and light workers and everything, they're going to be viciously attacked by the lamestream media. You know, everybody that's trying to hold things together are going to be attacked. And I think eventually the people are just going to stand up and say enough's enough. And that's where we're going. That's the energy coming in is to empower the individual. And it's also universal law, and the higher consciousness and energy operate from universal law. And we are being flooded right now, unbelievably flooded with this energy. So we're moving into a highly charged place in the universe. Everything's different. I mean, look at the weather, look at the crazy weather, the winds, the storms. The electromagnetic light spectrum is off the scale. Everything's increasing. New bands are in there. Neutrinos are bouncing forward and backward, and they've never done that before. They're usually incoming. Now they're outgoing. So what's that telling us? You know, we're moving into some exciting times, and I'm really feeling something really big coming. And so hold on to your hats, because I don't know exactly what it is, but everybody's feeling it. I will look into it. But just the past couple of days, I'm just seeing a huge upwelling of energy coming up. And hopefully that will come out in people standing for freedom, you know, and standing for, you know, the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and you know, universal law, basically. I think people have had enough of being, you know, controlled and suppressed and dominated and chipped and vaccinated and sick and, you know, not getting better and the everything has been a fail. So we have to redo everything. We need to redo the educational system. We need to teach universal law. We need to teach people how to cooperate, work together. Find a bunch of children, some young children, and you will see they are colorblind. They don't care what color somebody is, anything. They're all playing, having a good time. You know, there's not a problem. It's social engineering is the problem as they get older. So we need to put an end to that and teach something else. If you're going to socially engineer something, engineer it towards universal law, you know, towards peace and working together in harmony, basically. I think you're going to see a total shift in all this stuff. But, you know, on every level, the politicians are being seen for what they are, and they need to be rooted out. The ones that are no longer in service, the ones that have sold out, the career politicians that have made billions while they're in office, you know, how'd they get that? That's all being rooted out and exposed. The ones that abuse their power, you know, through the courts and everything else, they're being rooted out as well. You know, all the way to the top, past presidents are going to have to take a look at this and their interaction. And presidents that are now running for president are going to have to look at that too. So, like, you know, hiding Biden there, you know, he's hiding a lot, but it's all going to come out, you know. So anyway, you know, not to be political, but I'm just observing, you know, what's unfolding. But we have to get back to the foundation, get back to basics, and do what's right, you know, for each other. And I hate to say it, but people that are rooting, you know, they're rioting, they're looting, they're everything they're doing, you know, it's just, you know, anything that's bringing harm to others, you know, burning down businesses and families and things like that, they may have to be dealt with the same force. Because on that level, that's all they understand. You know, they understand that's where they're at, and they might have to be dealt with accordingly. And I think you're going to see that coming up in the future. They're going to say enough, enough is enough. You know, because you know all lives matter. You know, everybody has a right to their business, their homes, and their safety. And we need to get back to that. And all these division games. Yeah, there's been a lot of injustice in the past. Most of that has been transcended, but they're trying to reactivate it and make it blow it all out of proportion. There's a goal behind that. And people are being used. They're being put on the front line so they can have these goals met. You know, and I told you what the goals are. And so the takedown of America, that is one of their goals. And they're using all these groups, and they're funding all these groups, these divisive groups that are creating division. They're funding all these groups to take it out, to fulfill their plan to take down America. And, you know, only in America, I mean, although it does have problems, it needs to be, you know, adjusted, and there needs to be a lot of adjustments made and things like that. It's probably one of the best countries you can live in right now. It was before all this other nonsense, you know, happened. But anyway, we all got to get back on track. We definitely can't, you know, we can't keep going in the direction we're going. And, anyway, the only thing I can say is, you know, keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent, and know there's help out there. The skies are full of those higher spiritually evolved beings, you know, tune into them and heal your past, you know, release the past. Anyway, this is James Gillen signing off. Have a great evening. Good night.